The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Matt the Miz Mizzler on the other side, and joining us as he does every single Wednesday for the midweek peak is none other than Steve Clark. And Steve, we've had some great times inside the Victor's Lounge. But I'm trying to think, have we had a Victor's Lounge that had this much excitement heading into it? I don't know that we have, Steve. I think this will be a different feel for us coming up this weekend. How are you?
I'm doing great. And it's great that Michigan is in a position that they're in. The Michigan State loss really hasn't mattered all that much in terms of the Big Ten championship race or Michigan's chances in the college football playoff. Michigan needs to win out to be able to achieve both of those. And there's just one regular season game left, and it's against those dreaded Buckeyes that have been the albatross for Michigan since 2011 and most of this century. And Sam, I mean, I was, you know, certainly really excited about 2015, Jim Harbaugh's first year. And I was really excited about 2019 because I thought Michigan had a reasonable chance against the Wolverines as well and trying to make up for what happened in 2018. So the Victor's Lounge, the tent, the atmosphere, you know, all the game day pregame shows are going to be around the stadium this Saturday as well as ours. And, you know, it should be an absolutely electric atmosphere for a big game with Ohio State.
Yeah, no doubt. So before we dive into the Buckeyes, you know, position by position, both sides of the ball, let's just take a quick recap of last week's action as you and I, we were taking it in over at Jim Brady's. Great place to catch a game, by the way. But we were doing a broadcast while Michigan State, Ohio State was on, and it seemed like I kept interrupting you saying Ohio State had scored.
No, I mean, it was, you know, they were up on Ohio State 49-0 on, you know, seven offensive possessions. And C.J. Stroud had six touchdown passes in the first half. He was 32 of 35, 432 yards, and just played one drive in the second half that resulted in the missed field goal. And their pass catchers, the big three, were all doing their thing. I mean, Olave had seven catches for 140 yards and two scores. Garrett Wilson, you know, he's back, you know, from a health standpoint, seven catches, 126 yards, two scores. One of them was 77. And then you got the third guy, Jackson Smith and Jingle, 10 catches, 105 yards and a score. MSU had no answers on offense, giving some credence that the Buckeyes defensive questions are kind of getting shored up. Walker was held to 24 yards, you know, like on five carries in the first half. And Peyton Thorne, 14 to 36, MSU, 224 yards of total offense. So I think, you know, a lot of people, Sam, are coming into thinking that Ohio State had that once in a million type of game, and they couldn't possibly duplicate this. The problem is they have done this already a few times during the season. At Rutgers, they had 45 points on six possessions in the opening half that included a defensive touchdown. Against Maryland the next week, the Buckeyes scored eight touchdowns on their first eight possessions. And the following week in Bloomington, they scored six more touchdowns on their opening six possessions. So this is the fourth time in eight Big Ten games where they have basically played perfect offense in the first half.
Yeah. They're impressive. The best skilled talent in the country, which I'm sure we'll go over. But they've also been pushed. I make this point a lot for those who say you can't read very much into the Oregon game because it happened so long ago. It wasn't that long ago that in their toughest road game of the season, Nebraska pushed them. Wasn't that long ago that a really good Penn State defense sort of corralled them some over in Columbus. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Let's dive into those Buckeyes, though. I'm sure a lot of Michigan fans are much more familiar with them for obvious reasons than they are than most opponents. But, Steve, you have a way of still giving us an even deeper view of who it is the Maize and Blue will play. So let's start off first with that vaunted Buckeye offense. how good is it really?
Yeah, it's that good, and that's, you know, I was kind of illustrating that before with the games that they were able to just launch themselves into scoring a touchdown in every single drive in the first half in those four games. And C.J. Stroud is the guy who's leading him. He's just a freshman quarterback. Might have made the freshman in last week's game the new favorite to the Big Ten MVP and the Heisman Trophy winner. So that was even extra added news for that. And, you know, Bryce Young's 559-yard, five-touchdown performance for Alabama just became his chief competition for that Heisman Trophy. But right now, C.J. Stroud is now the odds-on favorite at Vegas, you know, at minus 210 right now to win the Heisman Trophy. And, you know, yes, he has a lot of weapons around him. And sure, you could put many quarterbacks into the Ohio State, you know, situation and probably look out, you know, look really good and enhance their pro prospect. But one of the things that C.J. Stroud does that other quarterbacks haven't done as well is that his ability to be able to throw precisely on the money with an accurate pass, short, long, whatever, has really helped him out. Now, where Michigan's defense comes into play is they're going to try to take him off schedule, and they might have the ability to do that with two pass rushers in Aiden Hutchinson and David Ajabo. They might be able to throw him off schedule a little bit, and any time that you can get a quarterback rattled, he's not the same quarterback as he was before. That's Michigan's best chance of being able to slow down this offense by C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, we talk so much about the skill talent. You just name the receivers, which are all – they're all pros, right? But that offensive line, that offensive line that gave him so much protection last week that has kept him relatively clean for a good portion of the season, there are some big-time players, some highly regarded recruits that have turned into frontline players for Ohio State. So what about that offensive line?
Well, the left side is the best, and that's where they get most of their rushing production from. So if you kind of do check tendencies, Ohio State likes to run to the left, and that is their best part. Not much is said about Ohio State's offensive line. They're kind of the no-name guys in the group, but they've given C.J. Stroud plenty of time to set up in the pocket. You know, he doesn't have to have happy feet. He can take his time and be able to throw to whoever he wants. So Ohio State's offensive line is seventh best in the nation in when you account for tackles for a losses allowed, and 13th in the nation in sacks allowed. So even, you know, Sam, against Purdue and George Karloftis, Purdue didn't register a single sack, not even a quarterback hurry in that game a couple of weeks ago. So, I mean, this offense, you know, seems to have an answer for everything. And you know, we talked about, you know, trying to attack them with Ajabo and Aiden Hutchinson. But, you know, Ryan Day is also quick to recognize what's coming and make quick adjustments. And against pass rushers in previous games, I'd expect Ohio State to attack horizontally as pass rushers try to, you know, come in very hard against the quarterback. You can get away with that by throwing horizontally in the backfield. You can throw it over or around the collapsing rusher, and it's a way to get a quick release off. And the good news for the Michigan side is we saw last week that Aiden Hutchinson was able to make a fine play in the first offensive series by recognizing this tactic that Maryland was going to try to do. And Michigan will have to be aggressive to knock Stroud off schedule. And the linebackers have got to be able to back them up in the middle and the flat to make it worth its while.
Yeah, man, that's where my, you know, my primary concern lies, as a matter of fact. Over the middle of the field, definitely linebackers have to play better this week. You know, safeties obviously have a big hand in that too. But you look at the tailback and tight end positions that, you know, that can often exploit those matchups. You got a guy in Jeremy. I think Jeremy Rucker was the number one tight end in the country. Trevion Henderson was the number one tailback in the country coming out. They just, you know, guy after guy like that, right? And you know, you listen to the debate that's been had. I know Michigan, I think, could look at their running back room and legitimately think and believe that they have the best running back group in the Big Ten. One of the best in the country, if not the best. And you look at from Hassan Haskins to Blake to now Donovan Edwards. But Michigan State is going to say hey, we got look at what we have over here. We got Kenneth Walker. He was a Heisman Trophy favorite for a minute, but Ohio State, all the while, Steve, they've been saying, no, we got the best running back in the league.
Well, Trevion Henderson is, you know, 24/7's leading running back in the class of 2021. He's number two in the Big Ten with 14 rushing touchdowns. Nearly has 1,100 yards, over the course of the season. He's averaging over 7 yards per carry. And, Sam, he's still pretty fresh. I mean, he's only had 150 carries this year. I think there's like five games where he had less than 10 carries for the ball game. He is explosive. He has breakaway speed and has great change in direction, too. And they're not just, you know, just stopping with Trevion Henderson. If he was able to go down there, there are other running backs that started the season before Trevion started getting his groove in game three that are able to rip it, too. And, you know, Master Teague was a fantastic running back for Ohio State last year. And he's like number three on the depth chart right now. So, I mean, the best just keep it getting better. And what makes Ohio State so good on offense is they just don't have weaknesses. You mentioned tight end Jeremy Ruckert. He's gotten more and more involved, and he has a chance to break the tight end touchdown record in Ohio State history. And those receivers I talked about, you know, who's your favorite? I mean, Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson, both future first-round picks. But the other teammate may prove to be the best of them all, and that's Jackson Smith and the Jigba. He's second in the Big Ten in receiving yards. Garrett Wilson is in fourth, and Olave's in sixth. And if you want to see what Smith Njigba can do, just look up his first career touchdown catch against Nebraska in 2020. It was, you know, in the back of the end zone, was able to do a toe tap where it just seemed like it was an unnatural thing to do to be able to stay in bounds where everybody else would just have the momentum of the ball carry you out. He's got great dexterity. And it's hard to believe that maybe one of these guys, possibly two of these guys, could be left of the all-conference first team when you have to consider Purdue's David Bell and Jahan Dotson at Penn State. I mean, those are your five top quality receivers in the Big Ten, and it's not even close. And, you know, they usually pick three receivers for the first team all-Big Ten. It's hard to imagine the two of these guys would be left out.
Yeah, man. Loaded. Loaded, to say the least, on offense. The Buckeyes have the best collection of skilled talent in the country. They have talent on defense, Steve, and we'll get to this on the other side, but that's been an adventure for them. One that has gotten better here over the second half of the season as they made some changes, but they still can be gotten to have you break down the defense. And when we return here, as we get to the break, two things. First of all, how about we answer the bell for the people, because we've been giving away these Lions VIP tailgate.
We sure have.
Passes, miss. People have been calling up, hey, is this – wait, are you giving away tickets to the – passes to the Victor's Lounge? How about we do that right now, miss?
You want to do that right now?
How about we get generous and we get some folks inside?
You know what? Life. Let's call this our Friendsgiving gift, as we're giving to you.
That is right. So you want to join Steve Clark? And I, and of course, Ira Weintraub and other Michigan fans leading up to the game inside the Bud Light Victor's Lounge, where our friends, think about it, our friends from over at the Kitchen Door by Polo Fields, they provide the eats, Miz. They provide the eats in the Kitchen Door by Polo Fields. If you aren't making it out to the game, you need some food prepared for you over the holiday, Kitchen Door by Polo Fields.
Miz. Yes, sir.
They'll get the job done, so be sure to check them out. Be caller number 7 at 734-998-1050. Caller number 7, 734-998-1050. You can join us inside the Bud Light Victor's Lounge. Hope to see you there on Saturday, leading up to kickoff at high noon over at the Big House as the Wolverines take on those Buckeyes. And then, of course, you can always head on over to the Kitchen Door by Polo Fields. And you can find them on Facebook at Polo Fields Ann Arbor MI.com. That's at Polo Fields Ann Arbor MI.com for those of you on Facebook. And then, of course, You can always make it over to their website as well. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side with more Steve Clark here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Tick.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.